What's the halacha if the dry cleaning, the dry cleaners, it wasn't your instruction at all, it wasn't what you asked them to do, but they did clean your stuff on Shabbos, and they delivered it back to your house on Shabbos. Now you've got it on Shabbos. It's not what you instruct. You didn't ask them specifically to do it on Shabbos, but now it happens to be available for you on Shabbos. The question which we're going to be covering now is, are you allowed to have benefit from it or not? Similarly, say any other melacha was done for you in a way that you hadn't been over on Amir al-Anochi. You didn't actually instruct the guy to do melacha. You paid him a fixed amount, and therefore he's allowed to do whenever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. But it was done, and you got it now, before end of Shabbos, it was delivered to you. Can you use it, yes or no? Can you use it, yes or no? No? So it was delivered on Shabbos. Part of the price.
Shouldn't you use it on Shabbos? Would that be for everyone? Shabbos, for every Shabbos?
No, I was referring to this particular Shabbos. But any other Shabbos? You told him £12 to do all the...
Do the benefit on any other Shabbos?
Certainly on any other Shabbos is fine. I'm talking about this specific... No, why shouldn't you be allowed? I'm just asking...
On Shabbos, so
he did the melacha on Shabbos. Yeah. He cleaned it for you on Shabbos. Right. And once he's completed it, he delivered it back to your house.
So if you're saying you can't... Let's say you're saying you can't use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why should not apply to any other Shabbos?
Because that particular Shabbos.
But it's still done on the Shabbos, irrespective. So if you're saying it's not.
Do you know what? We'll answer that question shortly. We'll answer that shortly. Yeah. So Shulchan Aruch says follows. Shulchan Aruch speaks about this very shailem. Siv Dalet in Simon Reish Nun Beis. Kol Shekotzatz. If you paid a fixed amount for the Melach to be done on Shabbos. So that's normally the right way to do things. That's permitted. Kol shekotzatz, afal pi she'asein yehudi melacha b'Shabbos, although the guy did the melacha on Shabbos Kodesh, muta le'Yisrael lilboish hakli, it is permitted for the Yid to wear this garment b'Shabbos, atzmon Shabbos. Here kli means, like in Loshna Mishnah, it means a garment, not a vessel. Muta le'Yisrael lilboish hakli b'Shabbos atzmon, the Yid is allowed to wear that garment on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be dry clean. It can also be that he actually stitched it, actually fixed it, and actually he actually did the garment. He produced the garment on Shabbos.
Is there any of being kleiner
again? No. You know. He was never. No. Well, there is that kind of kenyan on Shabbos is not shy. It's mutter. Mutter l'Yisrael ilboish hakli b'Shabbos atzmo. Why? The kol shkotzatz. Whenever, as we've discussed numerous times previously, whenever there was a fixed price to that work performed by the goy, kol shekotzatz adaited the nafshei ka'ovit. The goy, the fact that he worked on Shabbos, was for his own benefit, for his own sake. You never asked him to do the melach on Shabbos. So he did it. He wants to just get his stuff done on Shabbos. So that was his choice. It's a free world. So the guy decided to do it on Shabbos. He did it on Shabbos. Nothing to do with you. So therefore, there's no problem. You can benefit from it on Shabbos. Now, this is the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Yeah.
Surely the mukta.
Why would you think it would be mukta?
Because if a guy bakes bread on Shabbos.
Yeah, because that's noilot.
So this is
not. It's not. It's an item that.
If you have a warehouse with things for sale, then you were not planning on using them on Shabbos. Even though
it's mukta, correct.
So this would be the same. It was something.
No, you were never.
You had in mind that it wasn't going to be.
No, you were very powerful about it. You never knew if it was going to deliver or not. You were never mukta it from your das. You didn't particularly. You would have. Not necessarily, especially if it's a garment.
Especially if it's a garment. It's worse than if it was wet and hanging out to dry.
No, it's not, because a wet item is not wearable. This is some, and you know that it's not going to be for use. This is something which, with the right mechanism in place, that the guy would fix it up, he will be wearing. You could wear it on Shabbos. Okay, do you know what? Let's finish off the Ramah, because you're not very far from the Ramah. The Ramah says, no, you can't. Okay, so he did that. That he delivered it back on Shabbos. You can't use it. Kol shodua in yudikom or b'shabbos. As long as you know that it was actually done on Shabbos, you cannot use it. The truth is, the Rama based himself on a mefurash gemara. There is a seemingly a mefurash gemara following the Rama's approach. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Correct. But it's not Maaseh Shabbos in the traditional sense. It's slightly different. It's just that at the end of the day, yes, you're right. A melacha was done. It's not a conventional Maaseh Shabbos, because it's not. There was no issa involved, really. There was no issa involved. The guy is allowed to do it if it's a ketzitza. Yeah, well, kind of. It's in that world. Because, but the nekuda of chiddush is that really the goy did no wrong and nor did the yid. Normally we apply these rules if there was something, Maaseh Shabbos is in the conventional sense, if there was a melacha performed the issa. Here, since it was ketzitza, and the goy did it for his own sake, normally you would have assumed, you can hear the Shulchan Aruch's approach as well. The goy, the reason why I did it on Shabbos was for his own benefit. It was for his own benefit, and you paid him for the job done. And the fact that he chose to do it on Shabbos, that was the goy's choice and not yours. Yeah, we'll see soon. And this is indeed within the world of Maaseh Shabbos. Is no, you can't wear this cleaned trousers. This cleaned suit. Don't wear it on Shabbos. You have to wait the Maaseh Shabbos b'chdei shi'aseh. However long it takes to dry clean a suit. Yeah. So that's however long the melacha takes. That's how long you can't wear the Maaseh Shabbos. You need to wait b'chdei shi'aseh as long as it takes to do the melacha. That's how long you need to wait the Maaseh Shabbos until you actually benefit from it. That's how we do that. If something is being done for you, or if the although the goy did it, b'ketzitza nevertheless, don't have benefit from it on Shabbos. Only b'chdei shi'aseh on Maaseh Shabbos. Him lo yishtzorich lo b'Shabbos. He says she'oz yish le'okel. But the Rama appreciates the fact that there are more lenient opinions, i.e. the Shulchan Aruch, and he said, therefore, if you really, really need it, you've got no other suit. That's the only suit you've got. It's the only suit you've got. The other one is torn, and the other one is you lost it, and the other one is whatever. It's the only one you've got. So that's the only one that was delivered. So, you've got that. So if that's the no alternative, then the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch, if you really need it on Shabbos, you may have benefit from it, you may use it. You can be lenient. That's the Rabbi Halacha Mamash says, if you could no other garment, because that would be permitted like on Hilchus Chalamoid. What about if you didn't give that suit in for being fixed or for being cleaned just a minute before as you walked on to shul? No, you gave it on Friday afternoon, and there is a remote chance that it was cleaned on before Shabbos. There's a remote chance. It's not very likely because it was only half an hour, whatever it was. It's not very likely, but it can be. It's not likely, but it can be. So then the halacha is, you can be toile. You can hang it, as it were. You can... Pardon? What was the word? There's a better word. You can? Waver? Is that the word? I don't know the word. You can rely. You can waver. Whatever. That it was done on Erev Shabbos. If there's a remote chance it was done on Erev Shabbos, you can zichah b'mekel. You can be mekel even if you've got other suits. If you prefer that suit, you can wear it. You can wear it on Shabbos as well. For dafkim shikalei new delivery. This is only if the goy sent and delivered this item to the yid's house. I will also likach keli mebeis ha'umen b'Shabbos b'yom tov. Now, Rabbi said this is a very important halacha. You are not allowed to take garments from the worker's house on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, for instance, this is an interesting halacha. There is an issa, we're learning over here, there is an issa to take this garment. If you hear that, you know, let's say the case that we're really talking about is a suit that was fixed or cleaned on Shabbos. You get a slip, for instance, you get a slip from the house, you know, the collection, the suit is ready for collection. Suit is ready for collection, you can just pick it up. And say, for argument's sake, the shop is right down the road and there's no sign of entering in terms of electricity, just a door, you just open it. And you could just literally walk in and pick it up. So that also, even if you know for a fact that it was dry cleaned and everything was done be'erev Shabbos, these halachos that we are learning, you may not, under any circumstance, you may not pick up an item, even if the melacha was done before Shabbos, you may not pick it up from a goyisha house, from a woman, from the work, from the shop, or from the property that is you may not pick it up, whether it's a private house or a skilled tradesman, you're not allowed to pick it up on Shabbos. That's what he says. Also, likach keli mebeis ha'umah b'Shabbos v'yom tev. Had an interesting shayla, but it's Mishneh Berurah first.
You can pick up your chalup from the baker or the...
Yes, you may. Yeah, because that's the way it worked. There was no private ovens in previous generation. We'll speak in Man Reshon and Gimel as well about this. It was everybody. The whole village went there, and so it wasn't. He didn't imply any melachas. It was not. It wasn't a goy. It's close to my side. Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah says as follows: Likach keli b'afilu yoyd simkot lamed aleph ve'afilu yoyd avada shenigma kodim Shabbos v'yom tov. Even if you know clearly that the melacha was done before Shabbos v'yom tov, ve'afilu tzorech Shabbos. Even if you need that suit, you need it before Shabbos. You may not pick it up on Shabbos. But time there, Maris Ein. This is within the world of Maris Ein. To yoyimud of a Shabbos or so, umidas Yisrael. There's an assumption. If you see somebody going to eat in a shop, picking up the drag, people will say, "No, he did it for you on Shabbos." You ask the goy to clean it on Shabbos. You are over Amir Lenochi, and that's the Amir. That's Maris Ein of it. So Maris Ein is otu and it's the rabbon of Amir Lenochi. So this is a Maris Ein which is based on Amir Lenochi. So you may not going to go to the shop to pick up the dry cleaner. Because if I see you doing that, I'm going to say, "Hey, you must have asked the goy to clean it for you on Shabbos." You don't have to ask a goy to. I'm not worried that you actually cleaned it, but I'm worried that you. I'm going to think that you actually asked the goy to clean it.
What if the ovens are in and something attached, and then you then have any of those?
Yeah, then there's no melach. Yeah, we're never choshes on melachas Yisrael as far as this is concerned. Yeah, I want to just finish off and say this, Michal. Even if you go into, you wear it in the goyish house, gam can also, it's still also, mitamzeh. Now the Mogen Avraham adds a little point of, because the Mogen Avraham, the efshet afilo al idein yehudi also lavio it uv to the cholu. Now what happens if the goyish dry cleaners, they do that, they deliver it to your house. So the Mogen Avraham says, you know what, could be it's uv to the cholu. You're not allowed to lechatchila ask a goy to bring to deliver to you on to your house on Shabbos because that could be ivdu d'chol. Now I want to just bring from this one additional knayt. I don't remember the details, but I remember the shaila in its essence. There was somebody who was there was a shaila of going into a shop that was open on Shabbos, and you had that kind of relationship with, something you may need on Shabbos?
Medicine.
Yeah, okay, let's go for medicine. Okay, don't think it was an actual shaila, but let's think it through together. Okay, you want to go to a chemist. Let's go even that fast, chemist. There wasn't a shaila, but let's see if that works. So if you go to a chemist and to pick up a medicine which was already done before. Okay, I'm not talking about heterim of pikuach nefesh, and I'm not going into cholishiyesh bezakana, and I'm not going into that direction at all, although we're talking about chemists. You know, if the person has got a headache and he wants to pick up medicines from the chemist. Right. Now, would you be allowed to go into the chemist, assuming there's no shaila of electricity entering and exiting the premises, to pick up this item on Shabbos? Again, assuming there's no tzor shaila, you're allowed to carry, you can carry it back home. Would that be permitted or not? So, yeah. On Shabbos. Yeah. You're saying that on Oynik Shabbos could be there's a heter? Let's say you have a relationship with a certain shop that they trust you. You want to get bananas from the shop, and you've got that relationship with a fruit and veg that he says, you know, you can. It's fine. You know, we'll sort it out after Shabbos. and you want to just literally just, you know, take it without kinyonim shale, without going into the shale of kinyonim, just pick it up. So we're learning now, Rabbi, this rule over here, that just to acquire, without kinyonim shale even if kinyonim is mutar on Shabbos, that to acquire something in Beveis Ha'oman, in Yudi, to acquire something in his property, you're not allowed to. You're not to, even if it's yours. Let's say even if you paid for it before Shabbos. Let's say you paid for a pair of shoes before Shabbos, but you didn't have time to pick it up. And now you want to go and pick it up in the Goyish house. You're not allowed to. Because you're not allowed to. Even if you know that it was already done before Shabbos, it's all ready for you before Shabbos. You're not allowed to, because it's Gzeirah Ma'aseh. That's what we're learning now. This is the Ramos
Mechadash. But what about the Kinyan Shabbos? So let's say you buy a pair of glasses from Paul Cohen, right? And you haven't picked them up before Shabbos. You paid for them before Shabbos.
Yeah, that's a good challenge.
Have you been makdal then by paying for them before Shabbos? Can you go and pick them up? There's no Ma'aseh in the shoes. The house is a Shom Shabbos house.
Yeah. So in this particular case, many poskim will be matir. Indeed. Because again, there's no ma'aseh ha'ayin when it comes to a yid. As far as kinyonim is concerned, it's fine as well. Goy.
Because
there was a bit sad that you're going to be, there's a tzad that is mecha chumem, ma'aseh ha'ayin of mecha chumemka or something like that. But as far as this is concerned, it'll be fine, yeah.
I have heard that there are hetayim, somebody could stand outside the shop and baremas, I don't have any bananas, and if the guy brought out some bananas to him,
yeah,
then there's
right. I don't exactly know what Kuli is referring to, but I can hear it coming from what we're learning now, because the problem is base likach kelim base ha'uman b'shabbos. So it's that very much the premise that the gzera was established on, very much because it's the premises, the property of the god. So
it
would be very extreme. Tzorech, and you have to know also in terms of Mekach Memka, you have to know about Kinyonim. It is very shy as involved, but I mean, as far as this is concerned, the fact that it's slightly out makes it a bit more lenient. Okay, we continue with the Ramah. For Kol Zeh Bekelim Sha'aseh LeYisrael, the Kol Zeh Bekelim Sha'aseh LeYisrael, this is specifically if we did it for the Yid, Avol Ein Yehudi Sha'aseh Minolim Al HaMekach. Okay, that's right, we should have actually said it earlier. If he did it for a random shop, but he only did shoes, he made shoes. So that's very much shoes. And the shoe shop was not specifically something which is done for the Yid. Okay, maybe I should have refined the shayla earlier. He was not done specifically for the Yid. If you want to go to the shoe shop, to a shoe shop that was not, the shoes were not made and created for the Yid, but they were generally, they had a shoe shop. If you want to go to the shoe shop and put on the shoes to wear them at this point, you have no shoes, you walk there, you wear bare feet on your socks, and you put on the shoes there, you put them on there, so they says, that's okay, that's mutter, pilvad shelo yiktzo itzimo yidmei hamekach, as long as you don't negotiate the finance with him on Shabbos. So now we're learning that this is mutter now. If this wasn't, the shoes were not made and created for the Yid on Shabbos, they were ala mekach, they were like on a stand, and you are going to the shop and you're putting them on over there, here the Ramo is matir. Because it was not done for the Yid. It was randomly done ala mekach. So that's going back to the chemist shaila. Going back. Lottery ticket? Yeah. Probably, yeah.
So not getting to
Umdu
Dachol,
this situation. Yeah, so the Magen Avraham doesn't like it because of Umdu Dachol. But the Ramah is matter in this particular case. Tak, eh? Yeah, Mr. Thomas, let's work this through. If the people who are matter, they're probably basing themselves as... Yeah, but this is a bit different than this. It's not mamash the same. The reason is because over here, the head is specifically about wearing it. So that would be, you're wearing something that's less of a shayla than picking up a newspaper, which
is... would definitely have been printed for Shabbos. If they're picking up Shabbos morning, it's definitely printed Friday night. There's no question about it.
Yes, surely. It's, therefore, what are you pointing out? It's not, he didn't print it for the Yid.
It's the same issues with the dry cleaning about the fact that it would have been done on Shabbos and then it would have had a malafa.
Yeah, but he didn't do the printing wasn't done for the Yid. Yeah. I suppose. I mean, is that a minhag? Minhag is an offot? Is it pretty much a lot of people do? Is it like yichidim? So the mention was seen. Yeah. Yeah.
So if a parcel is delivered on Shabbos, I understood one of the reasons why it's a tiltal is because it's come from outside of Tchum.
Yes.
Outside of Tchum, therefore, you haven't got the...
Yeah, it's a bit negotiable, that point of the Tchum, because nowadays it's very, a lot of the big storage. I don't exactly know how the logistics works. I know it's very complicated, but I understand from a Poisek who told me that the logistics nowadays is very often done that actually on Shabbos it's very unlikely that he was out of the Tchum, because they have this huge storage. I don't know, a lot of the big warehouses where the logistics is... I don't exactly know how it works, but apparently they're very often within the Tchum. You'll find them, because in London, particularly, as a London-specific, very often it's within the M25, and it's within the Tchum at times. So it's not always necessarily an Israel because of that.
So this suit that's being delivered by the dry cleaner,
yep.
Is that whole Issa Tchum completely separate to the fact that the dry cleaner is going to have been driving it round?
It's interesting. It's something to think about. I'm having more clarity. That reminds me of yesterday's question that you asked, but the answer is yes. Yeah.
Question, because I want something delivered for a shop, and they deliver it free, but they actually themselves don't deliver it, because it's done by parcel force.
Right.
And he said parcel force can come
anytime.
They don't tell you.
Yeah, so you can't help it. So it's their business.
So if they came on a Shabbos and delivered it, would you be able to accept it?
You can't do anything in order to accept it. But since they did it for their own benefit, for their own logistical convenience, so if they deliver it, you can just, without physically accepting it, you can just let them
leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, but what you can't do is you can't ask them, do you mind to bring it to the third floor over there in the loft? And like store it up there, that you can't do.
You can't ask them to bring it inside?
No, you can't.
You have to lift it, but then if it's a heavy item.
So you say, come in, mister.
Yeah.
Do you have to say to them, leave it?
Whatever he does for his own convenience, you may allow. Whatever he does for you is a problem.
So if he said, shall I bring it in?
Yeah, you say, whatever, you know.
Because
yeah.
You can't actually take it from
them. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're ready for Sif. Hey, now we're moving on. Okay, we have completed hereby the halachas in terms of asking a goy. The topic was asking if a goy date a malacha for you, and it's his own benefit. Why did it on Shabbos? That was basically the Sif we discussed. Now we full stop, new paragraph. Now we're continuing with it. We're discussing the topic of what happens if a melacha is not performed by a goy, but it's naturally the melacha happening, and that's happening on Shabbos. And the examples are as follows: Mutar liftoach maim. This is the bottom of page 36. You're allowed to open water legina into the garden. So you're talking about an irrigation system. You're activating an irrigation system, which is the water just growing into your flourishing. You've got this fancy garden with these beautiful flowers and everything is, and you've got the irrigation system. So now to activate an irrigation system on Erev Shabbos, and it's continuing its drip, it's continuing throughout all Shabbos, it's mutter. We know that to water a plant on Shabbos is issa d'oraisa, according to all opinions under the sun. But if the irrigation system was activated before Shabbos and it's just continuing on, that's fine. Now, I just want to point something out, just as a little footnote, a very interesting Chazon Ish had a problem with it. In the conventional irrigation systems, Chazon Ish says it does not apply. I know very little about hydroponics, okay. But apparently, what the little I understand about this Chazon Ish is that if it's the joint with the water that you use in the kitchen, or in the bathrooms for that matter, if you open up the tap, it changes the pressure, it decreases the pressure, and the water that goes into the garden gets weakened, and thereby when switching off the tap in your house, therefore is going to increase the water flow back to 100% back into the garden. So the Chazon Ish says, so an irrigation system which is linked to the house is likely to create an Issur D'oraisa. Because by switching the tap off in your house, it's going to increase again the flow in the irrigation system in the garden. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Yeah? And therefore, he says that it's going to increase the water flow. That's going to, you're causing an Issur D'oraisa. I'm not sure if it's, he just said it's not Gomer. He said it's direct. Because you're switching off of the water flow. It's directly causing a stronger flow. And he says that's not Gomer, that's an Issur D'oraisa. Close to an Issur D'oraisa. So what do you think about that?
So how, you mean it would have to have its own separate water supply?
Yeah. If you've got your own water supply, you can have the water running through the whole Shabbos. No problem. But if it's linked to your residential waters in your house, and he said that's actually a problem. So you could be likely, that's what Chazon Ish says. He's not arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. He just says that, practically speaking, you need to have your different water flow. Right, that's example number one. But the idea of starting a flow before Shabbos, running into Shabbos, that we can hear. The next one, you're allowed to put a medicine, Sam Shel Refuah, a medicine, Shenos Nim Al Ayin, that is placed on the eyes, other thick, like paste kind of medicine, Halo Ayin, on the I, Afalpi, although Sha'osra Nicho B'Shabbos, you have to put this medicine, it's like a paste that you put on top of the eyes, which is helping for eye pain and for problems with the eyes. So they would put like a kiloy, which is a medicine, you put that on the eyes, and pardon? Oh. So now, why is this also? So to do this on Shabbos is also because we know that in Siman Shin Chof Ches, in the Shabbos, we learn that there is an Issa Refuah, and Issa Drabonon of doing Refuah on Shabbos. Any Refuah is also on Shabbos. Any Refuah to take a medicine on Shabbos is also Mid Rabbonon. Gzeira Otu Shchika Samemonim. Historically, and to this day, to some extent, to the production of medicine is based on shchikas samon, of grinding some plants and some things. And because that, normally, the medicine is created from shchikas samon, from grinding, therefore, Chachamim said, you know what, we don't even allow you to have a medicine. Because if we would allow you to take a medicine, you're likely to actually make a medicine on Shabbos. To create a medicine on Shabbos is also medraisa. So therefore, therefore, Chachamim asked any medicine on Shabbos, even just taking a paracetamol, is also on Shabbos as a principle. Yes, sometimes you're allowed, certainly when it's a choyle, hove pikuach nefesh, etc., it's certainly permitted. But really, essentially, there's an iset rabbonon of taking medicine on Shabbos. And that could be whether it's inhaling, whether it is drinking, whether it's eating a capsule. There's an Issa D'Rabbanon of doing a refuah on Shabbos. It goes that far that even some physical activity, gymnastics, which is done specifically as a refuah, like physiotherapy, so obviously sometimes it needs to be done, but that's, we have to just appreciate that essentially there's a shaila here. To do anything with a medical purpose on Shabbos, also midrabbanon. Yeah, to take a paracetamol is a big shine on Shabbos. If you've got a headache, you're taking a paracetamol, it's not posh, you're allowed to. Sometimes you're allowed to, but sometimes you're not. And antibiotics is a shaila, and many things are shaila. Oh, very often it's mutter. Very often it's mutter. But we have to appreciate it's a shaila. Now that's a kilo, the same applies to the kilo. To put a medicine, a paste of medicine on the eyes, he's also midrabbanon. You're also midrabbanon. So the only reason why you're allowed to do so is you're putting a bit of Erev Shabbos. You're putting the Erev Shabbos, although it's actually continuing on Shabbos, you're allowed to. but only if you're placing it on your eye before Shabbos. Rabbi said, we learned tonight, talach is in terms of a ktsitsa. If a yid asked a goy to do malacha b'ktsitsa, so that's mutter, and you're allowed to have benefit, even if it was sent back to you on Shabbos, you're allowed to have benefit from it. Similarly, also, the Rama, however, asks it, and he says that if you know it was done b'Shabbos, it's also, if there's any tzar to assume it was done before Shabbos, it's permitted. Similarly, also, if you need that particular garment on Shabbos, you're allowed to enjoy it. And similarly, also, yeah, and the Rama then continues, and he says that actually to pick up an item from a goy shahals, melechas omen, is always awesome at Rabbana. However, if it's ala mekach, the Rama says it's mutter. To open up a water irrigation system on Shabbos also with the rice. However, if it was before Shabbos, it was on already. It's allowed to be continued on Shabbos. And finally, a kilo medicine for the eyes, which was placed on the eye before Shabbos, he can remain and may be kept there throughout Shabbos as well.